At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey all, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Colorado, hiking season. Unfortunately, I can still get the news, so I know that we now have a 50% tariff, courtesy of Donald Trump, that is going to be coming to U.S. copper imports beginning August 1. Let's say that you are someone who is really concerned about the U.S. copper industry. I am not, I'm really not. But if you are, there are a few things that you do before you get larger volumes of copper from domestic production. Number one, you go out and explore to find the deposit you're after. Number two, you build physical infrastructure, road and rail, to get to that system that can handle heavy freight. Third, you build a processing facility to separate the copper ore from the rest of the rock, and then an intermediate processing facility to turn it into something called blister copper, which is roughly 98% pure. It gets rid of a lot of the sulfur. You then take that blister copper, and you take it to another facility that you need to build that's a proper smelter that will turn it into, like, you know, the reddish orange shiny stuff that you use in everything. And then copper then goes on to be in almost everything that involves electricity. So it is an important material. But putting a 50% tariff on it on the front end retards that entire process. And from start to finish, that entire process takes somewhere between 10 and 15 years. So if your goal was to facilitate copper production, step one would be offer, say, tax credits for exploration. Go ahead and build the physical infrastructure and get started on the smelters. All of that is very power intensive, so you also are going to need some more electricity. By putting the tariff on the front end, you're basically retarding the whole process rather than speeding it. That's problem one. Problem two is that the Chinese are literally dying out. And while they are big players in the copper sector, and that will have to be shook out at some point, that's not my primary concern at this point. My primary concern is we have a limited amount of time in the United States to build out our industrial plant to prepare for the Chinese just not being there. And that means roughly doubling the size of the industrial plant. And for that first stage, doubling the size, there are four main inputs that you need. The first one is copper. That now costs 50% more than it used to, or it will on August 1. The second item is steel, primarily but not exclusively for structure and interior structure support, I think I-beams. That, courtesy of an existing Trump tariff, is now 50% more than it used to be. Third is aluminum, primarily but not exclusively used in cladding and especially HVAC systems. That is now 50% more than it used to be because of Trump tariffs. And the fourth thing you need is a labor force that's willing to do the construction work. Now, in the United States, historically, for the last 40 years, most of that work has been done by immigrants from Mexico and Central America. But as you may have noticed, the Trump administration has basically launched a pogrom against illegal migrants. Now, I don't want to get into a broad debate of the pros and cons of immigration at this moment, but let's just talk about where this policy in its current form leads. The Trump administration wants to deport about 1 million people a year, which, carried out for a few years, would basically remove the illegal migrant community in its entirety. Construction is the industry that they are most involved in. Agriculture is number two. And what the Trump administration has discovered is that going after people who have committed crimes is actually kind of hard because it's a law enforcement issue and you have to do investigations and arrest them one at a time. And that's not going to get you to 1 million people. So instead, they're going after people that they know about. They're going to churches. They're revoking legal status for people who, say, have been brought in from Venezuela or Haiti out of economic or political persecution. They're going to people's court hearings where they're going to get ruled on for, say, a green card and arresting them before they can before the judge because, you know, these are people where they know where they are. So the four inputs that we need to prepare for a post-China world are now more expensive. And every time the cost of something goes up, you can do less of it. So if these policies continue for any appreciable amount of time, we can kiss that economic boom that I've been talking about for years goodbye, because we will not have the industrial plant that is necessary to produce the goods we need to continue to lead the lives that we have been leading. It's almost as if a Russian agent was whispering things in Trump's ear and trying to convince him to do the things that would be most against our best interest. Oh, wait.